while there undoubtedly were psychologists who became aware of abuses and sought to reduce them, it was equally clear that there were other psychologists who were actively involved in producing the harm. And the APA has been steadfastly uninterested in pursuing those abuses, in making them public. The APA, through the manner in which it constituted its Penn's task force, made sure that the odds were stacked highly against going in the direction of uncovering abuses and complicity between psychologists and its professional organization with the government in instituting the torture. Clearly, there was a complicity between some of these psychologists and the regime of instituting torture, and because they did not want that to come out, they therefore worked on this in various ways to make sure that at the public relations front there was a resolution passed that reaffirmed one more time that psychologists don't engage in torture, which really was in many ways, strictly speaking, unnecessary, since psychologists are supposed to not engage in any kinds of abusive practices that are far less serious than torture. So why do we need an anti-torture resolution, one could legitimately ask. So that was the entire issue of of public relations. And then at the same time, in terms of any internal investigations, such as was to take place in the Penn's task force, they made sure that the same people who potentially could be investigated for violations sat on the task force.